Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
All right, all right. Welcome to Smooth Drama 2013. If you survived the Mayan apocalypse, or if you was one of them people that got raptured, oh well.
I wonder if that dude's still in his ark.
He could be. I mean, I guess if it rains, he'll feel justified. But anyway, if you want to holler at us, the call-in number is 646-929-2037. Once again, that call-in number is 646-929-2037. And if you don't know, you are with Mr. F the N-Word. And I am, of course, joined by my illustrious supercalifragilisticexpialidocious mass murdering, zombie apocalypse, Mayan collapse surviving queen of the little people.
That's what's up.
Miss 100%.
What's up, people?
Yeah.
I'm a survivor. I'm not going to give. Oh, okay. I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm going to break it out for y'all. You know
what I'm saying? See that? I was about to get my two-step on with you. Anyway, we want you to go to our Smooth Drama page, smoothdrama.com. We encourage you to go and socialize with us, Facebook, Twitter. Look up Smooth Drama. That's me. Add me. I'll add you back, and we can talk a taste on it. Of course, just like in 2012, when we thought the world was going to end, 2013, I know y'all ain't really trying to holler at me. You really want to go with the queen of the little people, so queen, tell them how they can be one of your subjects.
Oh, they need to hit me up on Twitter. You heard me? Twitter, I guess, is where it's at, because so many people, like this person following you, that person following you. I'm like, who the hell is all these people? But okay, I like it. So, at the number 100% on Twitter or Facebook, Miss 100% spelled out, or you can email me, Miss100% at yahoo.com.
Yeah, you know, it's weird when you talk about people following you on Twitter. It'd be Johnny Bootyhead is following you.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, because this dude, his name Booty Farnsworth, I was rolling. I just, like, fell out. Because wasn't Booty Farnsworth the J.J. from Good Time on, what was it, Uptown Saturday Night?
Yeah.
Yeah, the boxer dude. I mean, I fell out. I'm like, who the hell is Booty Farnsworth? I'm like, oh, my goodness. Anyway,
yeah.
So I had a question. So since it's a new year, and it's, what, the third of the month? Or, well, it's the fourth here, you know. But how long are you supposed to say Happy New Year to people? Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, it's like June, July, people still say, hey, Happy New Year. I ain't see you all year. Like, what the fuck? So, how long, you know, what's proper?
I give it a week. I mean, if you ain't got at me by the end of this week, Sunday is a wrap. Like, you know what? That, I mean, don't say it next week.
What you say? It ain't new no more.
we
it's not new no more.
Yeah, we all up in it now. You
now see, ain't that like black folks? As soon as they get something, they be like, oh, yeah, they be so excited about it. Then 7 days later, like, oh, this shit ain't new no more. It's tossing right to the sad. That's the bullshit.
It's just days. Days don't count, do they?
And I mean, speaking, well, it's not really nothing new, but I guess I'm acting like it's new, even though I've been in the hood all my life and heard it and seen it all my life. But I still do not get the connection between the shooting and celebration. It's kind of like, don't the two cancel each other out? Like, you shooting, like you could kill somebody by accident, but you're supposed to be celebrating. I don't get the shooting in the air. So if anybody knows, Call that number, 646-292-0037, and rap to Miss 100% about it. I really want to know where the shooting in the air comes from. What's that all about?
Not just shooting in the air, but they obviously didn't see that episode of 10,000 Ways to Die where the guy shot up in the air and he came back.
Yes, that's what I was getting at from.
Yeah, I'm like, look, if you shoot it in the air, you don't know where it's coming down.
What goes up must come down.
Right. I mean, see, but this is why 2013, stay in school. They obviously didn't study that whole gravity thing.
Right.
Now.
Yes, the law of gravity. That's crazy because it's like, you know, they having a little competition over here. You hear pow, pow, then you hear bang, bang, then you hear boom, then you hear brrr, and then like an hour later, you hear one lonely shot off in the distance go like pow, and then it all starts all over again. I'm like, oh, this is some bullshit.
You know who that is, right? That's homie with that little ass gun in Harlem Nights.
That little shit, though.
Yeah. You just need to smack him in the head. Stop it.
Anyway.
Get your 22 in the air. Knowing it's going to come down in your ass when you got your pants down. Bam. Anyway.
You're so silly.
I'm just saying. It's kind of it's the silliest tradition. I mean, and obviously these are not Rhodes Scholars because they're shooting in the air and they're standing underneath it.
And then, like, I'm like, thanks a lot, guys, because now we know that we're the only house on the block that don't own a fucking gun. Thanks a lot.
Well, don't say that.
I mean, as of, you know, then we didn't, but now.
Hey, but you know, it's... The zombie apocalypse is coming. You got to have your gat, right?
Yeah, got to get that double tap on.
Exactly. Double tap is very important. Speaking of double tap, your girl is back, Kareen Superhead Stephens. She's talking about her new book, which is going to be inspired by her relationship with Lil Wayne now. And she put it out there, yeah, I don't mind being the side chick to his main girl. And I'm like, 100.
Well.
And maybe I don't understand. Maybe you can clarify this for me. If you having a side relationship and it's supposed to be a secret, ain't you supposed to not tell nobody?
Well, see, here's the thing. You know, see, because you kind of old school, and I'm a little bit younger. So I understand new rules to the game get introduced all the time. Where it is now, the way it is now, you know, the main chick always knows about the sad chick. It ain't never a fucking secret. It's like, you know.
I get that. But we talking about she writing a book.
Right. I mean, come on. I mean, this is Superhead. I mean, she put dick sucking on a whole new level. I mean, it's not like you can really be surprised at anything that she says anymore. I mean, she told everything. The thing that I'm cool with her. You know what I'm saying? But the problem that I have is that you are famous for sucking Mr. Marcus's dick.
Oh.
Mr. Marcus is the one that's going, well, was going around having sex with people a long time after he knew that he had syphilis. How long did this motherfucker have syphilis? You see what I'm saying? So now you putting it out there that you gave head to everybody. So it's like she need to really run for cover because if somebody come down with something, they're going to find her somewhere stinking.
Well, I'm thinking somebody's probably already came down with something.
Yeah, it's quite crazy to me to just keep on putting it out there. Like, I ain't saying that you got to be ashamed about what you do, but it's like at some point the tattletaling gets a little old. You know what I'm saying?
I will always say this. I don't understand who the hell bought that book. Two, are y'all really going to buy it again? I mean, I guess it's something that I will never understand, but maybe it's not for me to understand.
Like, who she gonna tell on this time.
But she not telling. Everybody know that she hitting dude already. So what is she putting in the book? That, I mean, what? I pulled down his skinny jeans. It was. So Moving on. Yeah, and speaking of telling, and Kim Kardashian, another person who I don't understand why she's famous, because somebody bust in her. Anyway, she came out and she's pregnant, and she's talking about how she's going to have a year of adjustment because she's pregnant.
Yeah, it's going to be a year of adjustment, all right. She's going to have to adjust to her mama pimping her child just like her mama pimps her. Damn.
Well, I'm thinking she helped pimp herself. You know that sex tape is selling. They're actually selling the sex tape now.
Yeah. Well, actually, they got it old. Listen, here's a public service announcement for y'all idiots that's buying that shit. Go to Pornhub.com and you can watch this shit all day for free. Stop buying that bullshit. Anyway, next.
All right. Tell us how you really feel.
Well, what kind of math is she doing? A year? Like, who the fuck stays pregnant for a year? Anyway.
Look, she is not smart. You know it. I know it. Obviously, the people who are down with her do not know it. But hey, whatever.
So is she pregnant by Kanye?
Supposedly.
Okay.
Yep. I guess she was like, well, hell, Beyonce was pregnant and had a baby. I guess I want to keep up. I should do it too.
Right.
And I can't see nothing else. That would, anyway. That's,
I don't understand. I mean, it's okay.
Yeah, I mean, they're famous for having no talent at all. I mean, I can't get past the fact that they're famous because they're pretty. That's it.
Yeah.
There's nothing you do. I mean, that's it. Nothing. They don't bring nothing to the world, but yeah, people like looking at your booty.
Well, hell, I ought to be a damn billionaire by now because I'm pretty and I got ass too. So what the hell? I feel cheated. I found me a new fucking agent. Cheers.
Agent out there, 100's looking. You need to call that State Farm dude so he just shows up and like, how can I get you to make this ass work for me?
You stupid. You know that. That just makes no sense.
Because at the end of the day, it's all about being famous for doing something stupid. I'm like, I just need to do like they're talking about stroking horses can cure homosexuality. I'm like, maybe that's what I need to do. I need to stroke some horses.
That don't sound right. Don't say that no more.
Hey, I ain't make this up. This is the cowboy church in Virginia. They're like, yeah, stroking horses can cure homosexuality. I'm like, so you going to stroke the dick of a horse and that's going to cure you? I'm like, because I thought homosexuality was grabbing the dick and balls. That time I checked. And so you're saying don't go for the human dick and balls. Go for a horse. Digging balls, because the bigger it is, the more you're not going to want it.
That's a lie. Let me tell you something. I'm going to fit in one of them damn porn stores and see them buy them. Never mind. Go
ahead. Well, yeah, but ain't that the point? Nobody buys the little penis. There's nobody buying that 3-inch dildo. Like, it's the one right here. I have yet to see Anybody with the dildo that have the little bitty one, like, yeah.
They like, ooh, I got a clamp on the ladder to get on this one. This is the one I want.
It's like they go to the sex shop at midnight. Pitch dark, and they gotta put this big thing. They gotta wrap it in something so people don't know what it is. It's like, oh yeah, I'm just moving furniture.
That's what half that shit looks like. It's crazy. You like, really? Is somebody really putting this up in their ass? And then you like, they really are. It's very interesting.
Hey, well, I mean, if you want to stop putting things in your ass, go stroke a horse.
We need to get off of this whole segment. This whole segment has went horribly wrong.
Hey, look, I ain't make this is something that somebody believed for real. Now you know it's special helmet night, so obviously we got to talk about the people in people who think stroking horses will cure any damn thing. Except for the horse's horniness. Deserve a special helmet times two.
Right. That's crazy. That's crazy to me. Anyway.
Yeah, we out of here. We're going to go on break. This is MHZ Legacy. Go on.
I've been sitting longer than sinning and sinning, finished in the gimmick in the clinic. Carry the torch to the game. I've been married, divorced, re-engaged, remarried, sharing these carrots with horse. Horse in the chariot, he carrying it. Hip hop's the body, and he burying it each and every minute. Scary in it, very again. Acidic, too tight, you might barely get it. Hustle up, we very clinic. To the very beginning, to this very minute. I'm scary, pairing the sentence, arrogant as parents, inheriting parents. Digits, minutes, when it's finished, then it's over, finished, over, then it. This is fun, dancing in the rhythm of guns, getting it done, going hot, attending to the sun. And up to the bar solo that I can limbo, wondering instrumental, wondering what we've been though. Where the hell have you been at? Question is often been at, right where, tell on the donkeys where I'm in at. Dot my T's and cross my eyes for the sky. Hard to stay underground when you reach for the sky, to me your speech on the rise. Apply heat seekers all non-kidding thinkers of me, just the mind. Hello, fresh ass shit, hope you enjoy it. Each part like soap, the fell in the toilet. Play wood, boiling, rock my uniform. I'ma do a song, take you to a place where no man like you is gone. Golf, get him on nasty, don't ask me. I'm on paid leave for inflicted heinous harassment. At my gig, terminating rappers with no severance. For my piece of the pie, 22/7. You catch that line in like another 22 seconds. At the center of the essence. New directions, huh? Man, I'm gone. Ran around with you, off the hook, and I'm not home. Not home. Man, I'm gone. Can't imagine talking to you if I'm just being cold. Ain't gone. Yeah, and I'm not gone. Don't reach for the past, I do not sweep long for long. If you do, you do not fall. And if you ain't down, I do not control. What if you had a block, you left the windows down. Depend on how I feel, I'ma kill these windows clowns. Players get a life, no Nintendo sound. Pound the endo foul, the window, from where the wind blows out. Man, hey, the rock, came a cop named the block. I'll be in those towns before the pin goes down. So easy to take out, car box to rich folks. Not selling out, from hard rock to big joke. I don't know what to say, but here I go streets. From this job, I've been exhausting my own flow. Don't know, see it, can't be there, wanna be there. Might show other macabre, I believe it. As soon as I began, I'll be checked. I wonder if you plan to be late. Perpetually protect the family name. Make a remain, stand in my way. Man, man, I'm gone. Ran around with you off the hook. I'm not home. I'm not home. Man, I'm gone. Can't let you talk to me if I'm just being cold. Man, gone. Yeah, I'm not gone. Don't reach for the past. I do not put love to love. If you do, you do not fall. And if you ain't down, I do not control.
With your host, Mr. F the N-word. I'm Miss 100% Queen of the Little People. That was MHZ's Legacy Gone.
Gone. But as you know, we back. So when we're back, we come back with a vengeance, going hard in the paint 2013.
Mm-hmm. And y'all know what time it is.
Time is it?
It's time for those haters of the week, y'all.
What we do to haters?
Let me see. We give them stink face bitches.
No.
Oh, we also give them double special helmets that fit it properly.
Yes. The kind that crush that little skull that you have.
Right. And a pea-sized brain.
And 100, I have a woman's worst nightmare as the hater of the week.
A woman's worst nightmare?
One of women's worst nightmare. Not the worst, but it's up there as far as the internet goes. You know, messed up stuff on the internet.
Oh, Lord. No,
There's a website where it allows people to label a woman a potential prostitute by submitting her photo, phone number, and location. And then the information is then posted on the site without the woman's consent. And if they want it removed, they are asked to pay a one-time fee of $99.95.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Nope.
So let me see her. I can say Bonquisha is a hoe. And I don't like the bitch. And just because I don't like the bitch, that means I could put Bonquisha on this potential prostitute website just because I say so and they will do this shit. And if she don't like it and want to take her name off the whole list, she got to pay him.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm about to fuck some bitches up.
I mean, but I mean, you can't hate on somebody more than that.
Oh my goodness, that is the extreme haters website. What the hell?
Yeah, I'm not even gonna say that because they don't deserve their name put out there.
Yeah,
fact.
I'm put this out here right now.
Put it out there.
Put my motherfucking name on there. I'm coming for you, bitch ass. I'm letting you know that right now. Yeah, put my name on there. But I really don't give a fuck if you call me a hoe or not. Shit, I don't care.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that you can put somebody's name, I mean, they won't even know about it. And you can imagine they'll just get a whole bunch of phone calls from somebody.
I mean, but can you imagine, because you know, the big thing now when you apply for employment, they first go to Google and Facebook and all of these sites, and they, before they do a background check, or, you know, a real security background check, they doing a character check to see what type of person you really are. And just think if they was to get a hold of this website that says that you are a prostitute. This is crazy.
Yeah. I mean, that's defamation. And the thing is, somebody could do that from a library or whatnot, so that they couldn't get caught.
Right.
Yeah.
You would never know who put you on the list because it's anonymous. You can just, this makes no sense how something like this. Now, remember about 6-7 months ago, they were, the government, we did a story about how the government was shutting certain websites down.
Right.
That, you know what I'm saying? Oh, it's violating the citizens' privacy rights and blah blah blah. What about this shit right here?
I'm with you. I don't understand it. I don't know how this could even get out there. This should have been shut down as soon as it started up. As soon as they said, oh, they can put somebody's name and phone number on it. And the
I wonder if Herman Cain name and number on it.
Yeah, that's why you got to start giving out the wrong phone number.
He a old hoe. He is a old hoe. I'm sorry, but he a hot mess, too.
Man.
I don't even know that woman. You lying right there. You lying.
Why you hating on Herman Cain?
He cracks me up, man. He make me weak when I think about it. I just be ready to be on the floor, rolling around crying.
No, I remember you was like, yeah, he shuts me down.
Totally. He do. That's what I mean. He make me weak. Like, when he... Some of the stuff is just so ludicrous, it made me mad. But when I think about it, you know, when I ponder upon it, no, anyway, when I really think about it, he makes me laugh so hard. He made me weak. It's funny.
Well, what do you think about the, there's a bunch of Dutch Catholics who they are mad at the Catholic Church for endorsing gay marriage, and so they created a website that will allow people to download documents needed to leave the Catholic Church.
See, this is crazy to me because, first of all, baptism has nothing to do with a church as a structure. Church is you.
Well.
And you can't de-baptize yourself. So what you trying to say? Like,
well,
you're no longer, you don't love God no more because a church decides to embrace people who are homosexual?
Well, they want to unsubscribe or deregister themselves, which is the funniest thing in the world. I'm like, so you're a subscriber? It's like...
It's crazy as I don't know what. That's that whole thing. Now, that's what shuts me down. The whole, you know, love, and you're supposed to be full of love, whether you're Catholic, Christian, whatever you want to call yourself, whatever religious sect you want to associate yourself with. The paramount thing is supposed to be love. And if you can't accept people just because they're different or they have a different lifestyle or a different color of skin, then you all the way wrong, period and point blank, and you need to get that whole religion thing up for real because you done already lost.
What are you trying to say? Religion ain't about hate?
It's not supposed to be. People make it that way. Don't get it twisted. I understand how it is. But that's not what religion is supposed to be about. Oh. But it's the opposite. People make it the opposite of what it's really about. So.
Oh. So no more gangbanging in the name of the Lord.
Right. Like what?
So now they not Catholic bloods no more. They going to be Baptist Crips.
I guess that's what it is.
Are they going to be Protestant disciples?
Right. Just don't say no. So you're going to de-baptize yourself.
Yeah.
Over gay marriage.
Okay. I'm down no more. You know, the gay marriage is like, look, these priests been gay for centuries. Y'all a little late. We all know it. Y'all the last ones to figure it out.
Yeah, and I mean it's a scripture that makes me and that makes me I want to shout it from the rooftop, and I know that people will want to lynch me if I say it, but I'm gonna say it anyway.
Say it.
If you so into the Bible and you know the word so well, the Bible does say that marriage is honorable in all, and the bed is undefiled. So therefore, whether you're straight, gay, whatever, if God honors marriage, it don't say that he don't honor marriage between two men or two women. It don't say that specifically. We're going on how we feel about the situation, but this is how I feel. let people do what they do and let God sort all that out. You ain't God. Leave these people alone.
Okay.
Leave and let live.
So can we get that whole one man, five women, one woman, five men?
That's how people be doing it, though. I mean, we all know that there's certain religions out there that says, okay, as many as you can take care of. And nobody has a problem with that. Nobody got a problem with this white dude on TV got six wives. You feel what I'm saying? But, okay, now you in an uproar because of gay marriage?
Yeah, he's got a show. He's making money.
You got a priest. What was the thing about they came out with a list of all the priests that had been molesting boys since the early, 1940s, 50s or whatever, and they didn't have a problem with that, but now all of a sudden they got a problem with gay marriage. Come on now. They didn't de-baptize themselves over that.
Okay. I ain't arguing the point.
I'm just saying, quit being fake.
All right. Well, now, I'm going to ask you this. In Colorado, you know, all the people who got who had their relatives killed at the Cinemark when dude bust in on the Batman movie and shot the people in the theater. The
right.
Theater offered an invitation to attend the reopening to the relatives.
You know, that is just ignorant. Just ignorant. It's just as ignorant as the way that I'm saying it. That's why I'm saying it. How dare you be so asinine as to invite some, oh, yeah, we know your daughter got killed here, but why don't you come out to a premiere movie on us? Have a popcorn with, you know, buy some popcorn and the extra butter is on us. What the hell? You know what? I wasn't going to say it. I'm not going to let that come out of my mouth.
You're not going to say it out?
I was going to say they deserve to be shot. That's me.
Yeah, don't. Don't let that one out.
That's just so unfeeling. That's just heartless to even do something like that. Maybe their hearts were in the right place, but just because it seemed good don't mean it's right.
Yeah, I mean, I sat and thought, like, yeah, that's where I want to go, where my brother got shot.
That's just crazy.
And enjoy a flick. Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, because it just thought the implication that, yeah, this is where he was sitting when he got killed.
Right.
Yeah, stupid.
It's a hater segment because that's a hater move right there.
I think that's just a as you were saying, the intention was right, but how you come across it is just wrong. It's like, yeah, I don't think anybody's gonna want to go to that spot.
Right.
And I'm thinking the owner, looking at it business standpoint, like, hey, we open, you can just come catch, but it's like, nah, dog, I don't think anybody's gonna want to come to your theater for a minute.
I mean, they probably don't even want to see a movie for a long damn time. I mean, can you imagine the psychological effects that this had on these families and to just do something this stupid? It's just,
you know, you was talking about psychological damage on families and stupid. Now, I know you heard about that paparazzi who got killed taking pictures of Justin Bieber.
Yeah, I'm kind of unclear on, like, what really happened. But my understanding is that Justin Bieber was not directly responsible. He's not responsible at all for the guy getting killed.
Right.
But everybody is making it seem like, oh, this little teenage little bastard, you know, people are just dogging this kid over something that wasn't his fault. Like, people are blaming him. Oh, well, he ought to behave better in public, and a paparazzi wouldn't be so thirsty to get pictures of him. And, what? Are you serious?
Well, see, here's what happened. Bieber wasn't even in the car that dude was trying to take a picture of. The police was like, hey, go back to your car. He's not in there. And dude got hit going back to his car. Now, I myself, I think of paparazzi. There's the people who want the paparazzi following them. I guess that's how you get famous, whatever. But having grown folks jumping out my bushes, taking pictures of me while I'm scratching my balls in the middle.
That's not hot.
Yeah. It's the exact opposite of hot.
I mean, come on. It's like they do a lot of dangerous stuff to get those pictures. And running in front of traffic is probably on, what, number 10 on the list as far as the dangerous stuff that they be doing trying to get these pictures. And it's sad that, you know, he lost his life chasing after that money, but that's what he was about. He was about trying to get them pictures and making that money. So, but it's not Justin Bieber's fault. I just wish Perez Hilton and everybody else would just leave this young man alone. And
I mean, you think about it. You talk about Perez Hilton. What good is she if she, I mean, she got to say something.
Well, Perez is the guy, you know, the homosexual white guy that.
Right.
He makes his living off of
right, but
doing stuff like this to celebrities anyway.
I said she.
He.
Yeah. I said she is no good. Either she's running her mouth or she has a dick in her mouth. There ain't nothing else
that
they're good for. Yeah, I said it. I ain't apologizing either.
You're going to get in so much trouble.
I ain't getting in no trouble. What they going to kiss my ass. You know, these paparazzi punk ass mothers, that all they do is talk about folks because they know nobody can, because the way it's set up, if you step to them, you can sue them.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't like in the day where if you challenge somebody, hey, you got to defend yourself.
Mm-hmm.
If it was like the days of Aaron Burr, where, hey, I challenge you to a duel.
A duel. You take off your leather gloves and slap the shit out of somebody.
What's up? All this paparazzi would nobody be chasing nobody.
Right.
Because all these little dudes who are jumping out of bushes and from behind cars, you knock one of them out, pop. They like, damn, we can't chase after him. He knocking people out.
Well, you know who Aisha Tyler is, the comedian, the black girl.
Nope.
You don't know her. Okay, she's a comedian. Right now, she's one of the hosts on The View. But she's kind of popular comedian. She's kind of funny. But she made a statement saying what I agreed with, that when you get into the entertainment industry, you know, if you're singer, dancer, whatever you are in the entertainment business, show business, you know, your publicist and, you know, public relations person, they teach you no matter what comes at you to just simply ignore it. Don't respond. Don't do this. Don't do that. Because whatever happens will be blamed on you. But to me, it's like, it's going to be blamed on you anyway. So, hell, I'm going to just say what the fuck I feel.
Right.
Why not?
Right. Oh, or just do what Paul Mooney was saying. He's like, yeah, get me in front of the camera, and I'm going to say how I really feel,
mm-hmm.
and the press conference will be over with in like 35 seconds.
35 seconds.
Yeah. Like, you say the real, you're like, ah, well, that's it. Interview's over.
And yeah.
Yeah, you just got to get real on their ass. We ain't playing with y'all no more. And speaking of getting real, L.A., y'all in trouble. They got pictures of your mayor hanging out with Charlie Sheen. Get ready to have stripper in crack and cocaine gate part two in LA. I mean, they hanging out. I mean, it's not like Charlie Sheen is doing anything else.
It ain't nothing nice with that relationship. I'm gonna tell you right now.
Right.
Charlie Sheen, anything that he don't even have to touch. Charlie Sheen could blow his breath on. He could wink at a situation and fuck it up. You know what I mean? It's like Charlie Sheen will fuck up a wet dream. He just has so much bad karma. It's just pathetic. It makes no sense. And when you say, okay, Los Angeles mayor is hanging out like he besties with Charlie Sheen, it's like, damn. All I thought about was hookers and cocaine.
Right. and I'm like, when they saw that, the recall paperwork should have been started right there. It's like, yeah, we got to get this dude up out of here.
Los Angeles had a first mayor that have to do his term wearing a fucking ankle bracelet. He on house arrest.
Well,
like,
that's unprecedented.
Damn.
You remember Marion Barry, so.
Oh, yeah.
So, hey, L.A., just handle it now. Put in the paperwork now. It's Thursday, so by Monday, you can be all taken care of. You can have your new person in place.
Wow.
Just get it done now. Or as the rednecks say, get her done.
Get her done.
Anyway, we gonna go on break here. This is Cool G Rap. Shout out to my man Taj Malik. This is Ill Street Blues.
Oh yeah, word up, word the mother. Here comes G Rap with another one, y'all. We gonna swing this like this. I'm right in front of my front steps, thinking up a plan, looking like. Sound to the
you got smooth drama.
People, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-word. I'm Miss 100% Queen of the Little People, and that was Cool G Rap, Eel Street Blues.
Yeah.
My lips going a little too fast.
you was trying to keep up with G Rap.
Yeah, it's like I'm still getting it in my head, and it's like my lips and tongue is moving fast, but like, no, listen. You're not a rapper. Slow down. Just talk, lady.
Yeah.
Anyway, y'all know what time it is.
What time is it?
It's Dumbass of the Week.
Uh-oh. Not that again. excuse me. Anyway, Dumbass of the Week, Thomasine Harjo. I can't pronounce the name and don't really give a damn. She's on her way to her DUI trial, and she gets arrested, well, pulled over, because she was driving crazy, and she ended up being drunk. It's like, and she tells them, I can't be arrested because I'm on my way to my DUI case. You know, it's... Yeah.
She needs some help. I don't mean to laugh at this lady. I kind of do feel sorry for her, because if you... That's a problem. If you owe your way to a DUI trial and you get arrested for a DUI, that baby needs some help. Help a lot.
Yeah, she obviously is an alcoholic, but... Yeah,
but you know, it's really not funny, because if you think about it, like, I'm glad they got her off the street, because she could have been responsible for killing somebody. You know, that's why I'm saying she really needs some help, because that's just dumb as hell.
Yeah, well, now, speaking of, this ain't necessarily dumb as hell, but I got a question. You remember... We talked about that story about the dude that got into an accident and he went from heterosexual to homosexual.
Mm-hmm.
There was an Englishman who woke up from a stroke and could only speak Welsh.
Hmm.
Now, conspiracy theorist that I am, I sat up there and I thought, okay, you got the NFL. You have all these ball players, whatnot, majority of them black, who they play ball, they get into these collisions all the time. If dudes can have strokes and can get into crashes and it can change their sexuality, they can't speak their language no more.
Mm-hmm.
What are all these concussions doing to all these people?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is the question... It ain't put out there. It's a question that should be asked. I mean, we look here in America, it's really prevalent, because the rest of the world ain't dumb enough to play football.
Right. Well, you know, you would know more than I would, because I'm not really well versed in, you know, people's names and things like that as far as the NFL and everything. But there was I was watching a discussion that these guys had on TV about all of the concussions and not just with football players, but with wrestlers and boxers. And they were just talking about how doctors, they say, okay, well, yeah, they had a concussion, but they'll be okay. And they're saying that they really need to start taking better care of these athletes and not just dismissing it as just, oh, it's just a simple concussion and they'll be all right, you know. But just think about over a long period of time what this is doing to the brain. And nobody is actually doing any research, because, of course, they don't care about athletes. All they care about is dance, monkey dance.
Well, but they care about athletes. Now, no, don't get me wrong. They care because they're the ones that bring the money.
Yeah, but I mean, come on now. How many people think about this? For every one good player, there's probably five good players waiting in line. So it's like their lives are not really valued, I don't think, because it's so many good athletes out there. They screw up one, they're just bringing another one and replacing.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the whole point. That's why I put that question out there, because we know the NFL is a majority black product. So you have, and I tie in these weird coincidences all around the world where people get into these accidents, head traumas, strokes, whatnot, and who they are now, well, who they were then is not who they turn out to be. I mean, because a guy who wakes up and he can only speak Welsh, another dude who after head trauma, whatnot, being in a coma, he wakes up like a year later and all of a sudden he's gay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you know, is it something that has something to do with head trauma? And if you suffer a certain amount of head trauma, does that make you think differently? I mean, Junior Seau, he a football player in San Diego. I had actually met him and played ball with him. Cool ass dude. I mean, he killed himself. And you wouldn't have thought of him as someone who would kill themselves. And I tie in that correlation, he's taking a lot of blows to the head. I mean, we talk about these football players and the vicious blows to the head that they take and the stuff that they do. I mean, you see the highlights.
Right.
You hear about football players and how they're crazy as hell.
Right.
And I say draw a correlation.
And not just the football players, because one of my favorite wrestlers, you know, and the I'll Make You Tap Out guy, and he was always doing what they call the back body drop, you know, where you pick them up and drop them all over the back of his body on their head, but he would do it 6 times in a row, and every time their head is hitting the floor, his head is hitting the floor, and then one day he wakes up, kills his wife, kills his son, and kills himself. And everybody is like, you know, they never knew that there was ever a problem. But come on, there had to be something, some type of telltale sign there to say that, okay, something is going wrong with him psychologically. And, you know, like you said, make the correlation to him constantly banging his head on the ground. It doesn't make sense that people are not paying attention to this.
Yeah. It's something that people take for granted unless it's somebody in your family. But that whole mental health thing, I mean, you obviously you don't have to be hit in the head to have, well, have been hit in the head repeatedly, you know, with the drugs, whatnot.
Right, but all the doping and all of that stuff that's going on, you're right.
Yeah. Now, 100. There was a letter in some Halloween decorations from China where a Chinese laborer had wrote that, and the letter read, "Sir, if you occasionally buy this product, please kindly resend this letter to the World Human Rights Organization. Thousands of people here who are under the persecution of the Chinese Communist Party government will thank and remember you forever."
Wow.
And it made me think. Like, I remember people used to idolize, I know Black Panther Party in particular, Chairman Mao, the Chinese Communist Party. And obviously, these aren't the same people. But you start thinking that, I'm thinking when they talked about communism and everybody sharing, they wasn't talking about everybody sharing in the tyranny of the regular person.
Right. You know, and that just made me think back to remember the guy that we jokingly called Lil Kim, and he died, and how I kept saying, remember I called you and I said, just, are you looking at how these people are reacting to this person who's been persecuting them, starving them? Are you watching how they're reacting to his death, rolling around in the street and banging on the ground? And then it was later found out that anybody who didn't show any grief over him dying was to be killed. And I'm like, that is a horrible way to have to live. And it makes me, I mean, we don't have the greatest government in the world, but I'm proud to be American. I'm proud to be in the place that I'm in at the time that I'm here, because, I mean, we don't have to, you know, we can say, fuck you, Obama, if that's what we want to say. You know, if they even look like they don't like one of their leaders, it's, you know, it's two to the dome.
Yeah, well, I mean, it can be two to the dome here. You just, if you talk to the wrong person about it, but we ain't going to go there.
That's a whole nother show.
I mean, but it makes me think, you know, we talked about that because here, I mean, them sending it to America is like, yeah, well, the only reason why you're working that hard is because we got to have that cheap shit.
Because we want them Chinese poppers. We want them things that we can buy for 25 cents and throw on the ground and make somebody jump up in the air and say, oh, you scared me, you know, and that's worth somebody's life.
No, not just that. I mean, because you got to talk about, we used to be those slaves, and now it's cool because it's somewhere else.
Right. It's like, you know, as long as it's not us.
Right. I mean, and that's that whole, I want to say Martin Delaney said this, there are two kinds of people. You know, I've said it over and over again, right? He said there's two kinds of people. The people who thought slavery was bad because it happened to them,
mm-hmm.
and the people who thought slavery was bad because it happened.
Because it happened.
Yeah, and see, that's the thing. Don't care so long as it's happening. But you see it happening somewhere else. I mean, because I've seen those Foxconn documentaries, whatnot. I mean, it's terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, it's straight up slavery. I mean, they're forced to live here. They get whatever the scraps. Hey, you get to sleep 4 hours. You're going to work all day. They, quote unquote, get paid, but all their money goes toward, you know, just being there where they are, in the same little hovel that they stuck in. And on that note, for Miss 100%, Queen of the Little People, I am Mr. F the N-Word. And that's us, Smooth Drama, going hard in the paint. We ain't pulling up for the jumper. We going to the hole. I'm throwing the alley-oop, and what we giving the 100?
Think safe, bitches.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast. Smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got
Smooth.
Drama.
Smooth.